FBI continues to step up its recruitment drive among young Muslim Americans by doing the rounds at conventions and schools across the country. But not everyone in the Muslim American community feels the same way about joining law enforcement agencies. Some are suspicious that the FBI wants to use them as spies and informers against their own community. Nina Marie Potts reports.
Ali Iqbal, a 23-year-old Muslim American from Chicago, has come to Washington, D.C. to look for a wife. Being a traditional-minded young man whose family comes from the Pakistan-Afghan border, he's come to seek a bride at the largest Islamic convention of the year, where young men and women may meet under Islamic conditions with community elders as chaperones. Ali Iqbal describes the marriage service this way.
It's just a way to get males and females to interact with each other in a controlled environment where there is some kind of supervision, that there's no like dirty business going on. So it's very controlled, and it's just a proper way of meeting females and males.
Although Ali and his friend Safiuddin, who's 25 and works in information technology, are hoping to find wives the traditional way, they've been sidetracked by the FBI. They've decided to break with tradition by approaching the FBI recruitment booth, which has been set up for the first time at this convention and occupies a very prominent position in the convention lobby. They've just been talking to an FBI agent about recruitment. Safi admits it took some courage to go over to the booth.
I think some people are a bit apprehensive. I think I was a bit apprehensive at approaching them because I felt like other people would be like, well, we have a traitor in our midst.
Ali agrees.
You could just see we've been talking for 20 minutes, and I think me and Safi were the only ones that have even been there, except for the little kid that maybe stole some candy. But I think we're the only one that's been interested in it, and you won't see a lot of people looking into them.
Both their families come from Pakistan. They say they would meet with opposition from immediate family here in America, as well as relatives back in Pakistan, if they were to join the FBI, as Safi explains.
I think my parents would probably object, or they would feel a little bit apprehensive. You know, they might use me to get to other people. Obviously, if you want to pursue your dream, if you want to pursue a certain career, I mean, you have to make sacrifices sometime. And that means that, you know, sometimes you can't make everybody happy all the time.
Safi sums up Muslim American attitudes towards joining law enforcement agencies this way.
A lot of people, I think, are afraid right now, given the current situation, the current climate that's going on, especially with what's going on with a lot of Muslims, if you will, quote-unquote, being rounded up and being put in jail without trials, without any sort of attorney or representation. So a lot of Muslims feel at this moment a bit of fear, you know, approaching organizations like the NSA, the FBI, CIA, for looking for employment, you know, because they're afraid that in some way the FBI may use them to tell on their Muslim brothers and sisters, or use them to go and infiltrate, if you will, you know, what are legitimate mosques and peace-loving people, but use them to get to other people. And I think that's a lot of the fear that's going on, but, you know, that's something that we need to break.
Ali sees his age group as a bridge between two generations and agrees that there's a need for change.
You don't see a lot of Muslims in the FBI, but you do see a lot of Muslims in the engineering field, in the medicine field, but not very many in the law enforcement, and I think that's another step that maybe our kids will soon develop, or we should start developing that for our children.
Even though both Safi and Ali feel strongly that it's their patriotic duty to join the FBI, the question of going undercover to a mosque in another city, for example, is a tricky one. Safi is not at all sure he would be happy about it.
Oh, that would be tough. I think that would be a very difficult decision to make. I would really have to question my superiors before I would even make a decision like that, because I wouldn't want that just somebody just tells me to go. I would definitely want to ask questions and be able to explore the whatever case, quote-unquote, we may have against that certain place before going in and exploring.
Meanwhile, at the FBI booth, Shafunda Jenkins, who has worked as a recruitment officer for several years, awaits more inquiries. She is optimistic about the turnout today, even though nobody appears to be lining up for information.
Recruitment is going very fine. We have had several people to come over and visit with the table, and I have given out very good information to those people.
It is true that immediately after the terrorist attacks of September the 11th, the FBI had some early successes in recruiting young Muslim Americans. Dr. Saeed Mohammed Syed, the Secretary General of the Islamic Society of North America.
They had given a certain telephone number. Their answering machines were inundated with responses from Muslim youth who had these linguistic capabilities. So that was a very clear indication how keen Muslims were in America to offer their support and their help.
Now, in an attempt to solidify these efforts, the FBI is making the rounds at various conventions and fairs across the country. Again, Shafanda Jenkins.
We're trying to make this outfit as universally diversified as possible, so we try to get around to all types of conventions.
While career choices and patriotic duty are obviously priorities for both Ali Iqbal and Safi Uddin, they haven't forgotten their original reason for attending the convention, to find a Muslim bride. Ali explains what he's looking for.
I would say good-looking would definitely be up there. And there's definitely some good-looking girls here. If the girl has some culture and some class, I think that goes a very far way.
For Common Ground, I'm Nina Maria Potts in Washington, D.C.